Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, as you've been hearing, Catherine Connolly retains a commanding lead in the presidential election, according to the latest Irish Times Ipsos B&A poll. The independent candidate is on 38%, while Fine Gael candidate Heather Humphreys is on 20%. Fianna Fáil's Jim Gavin is showing 5% with 18% undecided. Sean Defoe, our political correspondent, is going to go through the full details of that poll and other adventures on the campaign trail. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, Pat.
So the poll is simply, I suppose, reinforcing what we've learned from other polls.
Yeah, interestingly, I suppose this is the first poll that was fully done since the departure of Jim Gavin from the campaign. So it's the first time we're getting that snapshot, and it shows that actually Heather Humphreys, much as patly he predicted in that clip you played a few minutes ago, hasn't really benefited at all from Jim Gavin being out of the campaign and is, in fact, further behind than you would have thought. And that Catherine Connolly has an absolutely commanding lead. So you outlined the figures there, 38% Connolly, 20% Humphreys, 18% don't know, which is still a significant amount, but is down quite a bit from 27% in the last poll. So people are crystallizing their views. 12% have decided they simply won't vote, 6% going to spoil, they're going to vote Maria Steen or whoever, and then 5% Jim Gavin. So when you take out the don't knows and the won't votes, it looks as though Catherine Connolly is going to win this active role and speak out on issues, which is obviously very different to the traditional, maybe De Valera, Paddy Hillary role of the president. So Michael Dee and Mary Annakilis, Mary Robinson, have definitely changed that over the years. And that's interesting because you would think that favours Catherine Connolly. The second most important, someone who will do a good job representing the country abroad at 33%. And then someone who'll be a safe pair of hands is all the way down near the bottom at 10%. And someone who speaks Irish just 3%. Thought that was interesting.
Okay, presidential voting day. Another issue is that children have their Halloween holidays on the 24th. Some families will be heading off for a couple of days early to avail of slightly cheaper flights. It's also a busy day for parents as a lot of schools are closing early. So the suggestion there is that this choice of date may cause numbers not to be as big as they might otherwise have been, although enthusiasm in the electorate will determine, I think, whether or not we have a large poll. Nobody is mentioning a potential postmortem in Fine Gael. If Heather Humphreys loses, then surely Simon Harris is in trouble and needs to be got rid of sooner rather than later. I mean, if they can always say, look, Mairead McGuinness was our chosen one and we had to go for Heather because we lost Mairead. That's their excuse.
And I think that's exactly what they'll say. They had a plan, and Mairead McGuinness probably would have won the presidency or would have certainly come very, very close to winning the presidency. And obviously life intervened, and we still wish her all the best and hope she's doing well with whatever health issues it is that she is dealing with. They went to the next best option, and you could make the argument that maybe it should have been Sean Kelly, maybe it should have been Heather Humphreys. Again, it's a bit like the problem in Fianna Fáil. On paper, Heather Humphreys has an awful lot of qualities that should make her a very, very good presidential candidate. And the thing I just find kind of amazing about the Humphreys campaign is that anyone who has, you ask the civil servants who've worked with her or people who've been around Leinster House, that Heather Humphreys is an incredibly warm and charismatic person. That does not come across in the interviews and the debates. Yeah. You know,
by the way,
she's very different off camera.
Bertie Ahern said something similar this morning on our breakfast show. He endorsed Heather and said that Micheál Martin had let him down. By the way, one other political detail, it's an interesting one. The domestic violence register, which is being proposed by Jim O'Callaghan, and this would allow judgments against people prosecuted for offences relating to domestic, sexual and gender-based violence to be published on a list.
So this is is an interesting one, and we've seen the detail of it. And there's been different, over the years, sort of conflicts about who has access to that list. So is the list publicly available? Is that in breach of someone's own privacy rights even after they've been released from prison? And obviously we've been talking a lot in the last few days about rehabilitation. There's also been the question, and the suggestion has been from the Department of Justice in the past, that it would be available to Gardaí, so that if someone, for example, started up a relationship with somebody who had in their past had an issue of domestic violence or had a conviction for domestic violence, that someone would be able to go to the Gardaí and find out that information. Now, obviously, like, the practical problem with that is, I know very few people who, once you start off a new relationship, you go to the guards to check them out. So there is a good kernel of an idea in there for making sure that someone's violent history doesn't escape them. But I'm still a bit confused about how the practicalities of it actually helping women will
work. There are two elements also to this. The victim has to give their consent before the abuser is named on the register. So you can imagine within households there could be all sorts of complications there. And another bit, the law will also give the guards the power to tell schools when a domestic violence incident has taken place in a child's home. Now that's, I'd say that's pretty controversial.
It is, and you can see the kernel of logic behind it.
I can see the child protection logic. If a kid comes in with unexplained bruises or whatever, and then they know that, you know, that the house is not a happy place, perhaps
yes,
they
can
be proactive.
There's something going on for that. Exactly, and there's something going on for that child, or perhaps they need a little bit more time or a bit understanding if their grades are dropping off, that there's something more going on. But again, there is just, it's just a very complicated area, isn't it? For you might not want people to be aware of that. It might be a great source of shame and embarrassment within the family. It might be an estranged husband who, you know, the kids are still in the relationship. So look, there is a good intention, I think, behind it. Practically, there's going to be a bit of working out, I think.
Sean Defoe, our political correspondent, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.